This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. On April 10th, Autar Kaw will give his last lecture. But don't worry, the 2012 Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching Professor of the Year isn't hanging up his famed mathematical formulas. Now, I'm joined by the USF Mechanical Engineering professor to explain what's going on. Professor Kaw, welcome to University Beats.
Thank you.
Now, your daughter Candace was an intern here at WUSF Newsroom, and she still works on campus. I saw her the other day, and I mentioned your last lecture to her, and she said that when you told her, her response was, "Dad, is there something you're not telling me?" Is there something you're not telling us, Professor?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to tell everything, but what happens is that when somebody hears the last lecture, they think it's ominous. Either you're dying or you're retiring, which I don't want to do at this age. In fact, I had written a letter to my daughter who was in boot camp at that time, and since there's no other way of communicating other than writing letters, she got a little bit worried when I said, "I'm giving the last lecture at USF."
Now, this concept's been in practice at universities for decades, where a distinguished faculty member or administrator gets to speak before a group, and it's kind of the hypothetical, you know, last lecture where you're trying to provide some sort of inspirational or engaging message. It got really popular back in 2007 when computer science professor Randy Pausch gave his last lecture at Carnegie Mellon University. It was his last lecture because he was dying of cancer at the time. He co-wrote a best-selling book as a result of this. The video has been seen millions of times. When you get to take part in something like this, do you feel some sort of pressure to come up with an inspirational message or a story that you can convey?
No, I don't think so. I think you're just telling your story as it is. And what I'm going to concentrate in the last lecture is that I'm going to tell my story for a few minutes, maybe 10 minutes or so. But the rest of it will be more based on evidence-based research, because I believe that my personal story is just personal to me. It might help just a few people because they might gain some inspiration from it. But if I'm able to tell them what evidence-based research, what we know now through science, what they talk about life or what they mean by getting the job which you love and things like that, I think it will transmit a better information that way.
So evidence-based science for, like you say, for the big important things in life.
Yeah, very much so, because I'm going to talk about marriage 101. I'm going to talk about finance 101. Those are two things which I never taught in college, and I think there should be two mandatory electives, in my opinion.
Now, your lecture is also called Reflections of an Ordinary Man for the Millennial Generation. That's some big ideas there. What are some of the reflections of an ordinary man?
Well, I consider myself an ordinary man because I don't think I'm extraordinary in any way, but I have tried to do extraordinary things so far as service is concerned, and I very much believe that helping others is the way to lead one's life. So far as the millennial generation is concerned, I think I'm in touch with them not just because I know some of the rap music or some of the things the millennial generation knows, but it's just to be able to connect with them and say what's important to them. I tell people that if you see a successful 50-year-old like me, please don't get advice from him. Ask him what he was doing at 25. That's the correct advice to get.
Now, your lectures are popular with the students who, you know, are sitting directly in front of you. You're also known as the numerical methods guy for your online presence, a website, blog, your YouTube lecture series, just over 10,000 subscribers now and over millions of views by engineering students around the world. What's going to be different about, you know, this lecture versus the lectures you normally give? I mean, obviously, you're taking the numerical methods out of it.
Yes. Yeah, I'm taking the numerical methods out, so it won't be a typical lecture. Even in my regular lectures, I do give lessons of life, especially about learning, that how people should learn and what's important and what's not important. So I want to hang that hat in my classroom, and then when I go to give the last lecture, it'll be more about life itself, that what I have learned about life myself and what kind of mistakes I have made. I've made a huge number of mistakes, and I hope that none of my students who are going to be there will repeat those mistakes or at least learn from them.
Does it force you to kind of have your reflection in any manner?
Oh, very much so. The thing is that because I'll have to betray the trust of other people if I tell a non-reductive story, I cannot really go into details about the challenges which I have faced, and that's why I have tried to give evidence-based research approach to it, because I wanted to be helpful. At the same time, I don't want to be a reductive story that everything has worked linearly for me. I have faced a lot of challenges in my life, personal as well as professional, and some of the stories I cannot share with people. So I want to give a good glimpse of what is out there, what other people say about it, and what they have gained as a data collection, from data collection, that what's important and what's not important.
Yeah, you mentioned service before. You're also mentioning the idea of evidence. How do you find that balance in your life between your scientific mind and your service mind?
Well, I think they go together. I believe that we are here in this world. That's what my father used to say, that we're in this world to serve other people. It doesn't mean servitude, but to be able to help other people make their cognitive load in a way to be lower than what it is. And that makes a lot more difference than they doing things themselves in many of the cases where they need some help. So far as balance is concerned, I don't think when people talk about work-life balance and things like that, people never have it. You may have it some other time, and even when you are having it, you may not have in the proportion you want it.
The lecture is open to the public. Who would you hope comes out to see this, to listen to your message?
I'm hoping all the young students at USF will show up. They always ask me about my life, so this will be a great opportunity for them to know what I stand for and who I am.
Well, the last lecture of Dr. Autar Kaw, Reflections of an Ordinary Man for the Millennial Generation, is at 7 p.m. on Thursday, April 10th at the USF Marshall Student Center in the Oval Theater. Doors open at 6:30. Admission is free, but you're going to want to get there early because I'm going to bet that this place is going to fill up. Dr. Kaw, thank you again for joining us on University Beat, and good luck.
Well, thank you so much, Mark.